Hello, and welcome to another Nugget of Truth. As we begin the new series, we're going to be looking at the history of Christianity. And so when we look to the history of Christianity, we look to the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which recorded the birth and the life of Jesus Christ. Then we look at the book of Acts, which was written by Luke, which recorded the birth of the Christian church. Now, if we could have been present during those times, we would have experienced the hope, the joy, and powerful signs, wonders, and miracles. You see, it was the signs, wonders, and miracles that testified to the world that Jesus was who he said he was. He was the God in the flesh. Now, a God-given sign is just what you'd expect a sign to do. It points to something. It's like a traffic sign. A sign points or informs one of what to expect. A spiritual sign is a pointer or an indicator of God's presence in the lives of his people. For example, the star that pointed to the birth of Jesus would have been such a sign. The star was a signpost pointing to God becoming flesh and living among us. A God-given wonder, on the other hand, is an event that makes one wonder. Simple as that. Jesus was good at making people wonder. Jesus was able to present the truth in ways that no one had ever done before. For example, when Jesus said, "You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God," it confused some. To the skeptic, it didn't make sense. But to those who were seeking God, it resonated of the truth, even if they didn't quite understand what he meant. A God-given miracle, of course, were those events that defied knowledge and natural experience. Cleansing the lepers, healing the crippled, giving sight to the blind, and raising the dead to life. These are events or miracles that only God could produce. Signs, wonders, and miracles follow Jesus' ministry as recorded in the Gospels. The same was true of the ministry of the apostles as recorded in the book of Acts. And history also shows that signs, wonders, and miracles followed Christianity long after the apostles passed away. In other words, signs, wonders, and miracles are a part of life in the church. The book of Acts is a record of the birth of the Christian church. When Jesus finished his work on the cross, he initiated a new covenant which replaced the old covenant. The old covenant was a covenant that God had made with Israel. The covenant was introduced by Moses and the giving of the law, the Ten Commandments. The entire Old Testament was the covenant of the law. It demonstrated to all that the law was unable to save one from sin. And simply defined, sin is disobeying God. The law was given to show that mankind needed a savior, a deliverer, if you will, from the sinful tendencies that dwell in all of us, the tendency to want our own way. In the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, when Jesus ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to live in the believer. The Holy Spirit came to unlock the power and the authority of the new covenant, which was Christ in us, the hope of glory. Now, just as an aside, remember, Christians don't believe in three gods: God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit of God. In fact, there is only one true God, just different expressions of the one God. God the Father is the one eternal God. God the Father is simply God becoming human flesh, or Jesus. And he dwelt among mankind so that mankind could see the character and the nature of the Father, which is love. When Jesus in the flesh died upon the cross of Calvary for our sins, he had to leave and return to heaven. But he actually sent the Holy Spirit, actually himself, to live in us so that Christians could live a supernatural life. Now, I know it may be somewhat confusing, but be assured we serve only one God, who reveals himself to us in three different ways. Now, here's an example I've often used myself. I am a husband to my wife, I am a father to my children, and I am a son to my parents. I am only one person, but I function in three different ways with three different purposes. While the concept of the Trinity may be difficult to understand, this is one of those things that we accept by faith. For instance, I don't know how my brain works, but I know that it does. And so I use my brain without understanding how it works. Now, that's an example of faith. In this example, I believe it to be true, and therefore I act as if it were a fact. That's essentially acting in faith. The result is I'm able to think and reason. I've tried to clarify the Trinity with this purpose. What makes a Christian is that the Holy Spirit, God, lives in him or her. And that's how Christianity distinguishes itself from all other religions. A true Christian is a Holy Spirit-filled Christian. Now, I know that Holy Spirit-filled or Spirit-filled has a lot of baggage attached to it, and it's controversial in some circles of Christianity. But nevertheless, without the Holy Spirit, you're just acting like a Christian. Christianity is not about acting or behaving like a Christian. It is about being a Christian. Being a Christian means to be led or guided by the Holy Spirit, God, in you. Now, here's the conclusion of all this. It is the Spirit of God who produces signs, wonders, and miracles. And because the Holy Spirit, God, lives in you, these signs, wonders, and miracles can work through you. Now, careful to understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you control the Holy Spirit or God, but I'm saying that if you let him, the Holy Spirit can do incredible things through you. He can and he wants to change your life in ways you can't imagine. Now, you can't imagine it because it is a faith walk. As a Spirit-filled Christian, your life is a sign that Jesus lives in you. You make people wonder at your faith, and you demonstrate God's power and authority when he performs a miracle through you. This is what Christianity should be all about. I hope this message helps you. Again, I look forward to seeing you the next time. May God richly bless you during this coming week.